About a year ago, the city council approved $50,000 for a public engagement study from the Athena Group. That study is now done, and if you've been watching this debate about annexation play out, you won't be too surprised by what folks had to say. What might be surprising is the low participation. The goal was to talk to about 30% of Soldotna residents. That's about 1,500 people. Only 100 participated. Interim City Manager Stephanie Queen said after the work session, it was tough to find an effective way to get people out for meetings or participate in other ways.
Even when we were at those meetings, you know, we had heard, for example, that maybe it'd be better not to have elected officials in the meetings. But the very first day, someone said, you know, I bet we could get more people here if the elected officials were here. So we changed our whole plan. We dropped it. I called folks. We're still open to that. I think it will continue to be an uphill struggle. And so I welcome the suggestions from folks about a more collaborative process, although I also recognize that that's what we were trying to do through this process.
In the report, Athena notes a couple reasons why so few people chipped in their 2 cents. Number one, they have already, many times over the course of many years during many attempts at annexation by the city. Fatigue with or resistance to discussing the issue among those who are and have been opposed to annexation is how the report put it. There was also the belief that their voice would be ignored, a sense that annexation wouldn't affect them, and a reluctance from people who don't have a strong opinion about it to even get involved. So where does this leave things? That was the major question before the council. And there was agreement that residents need to know what the city's plan is going to be, whether that's to actually study a couple of these proposed areas seriously and get the ball rolling with the State Local Boundary Commission, or just put the whole thing to bed. Queen says city staff will be coming up with a range of recommendations for the council to discuss early next year. That could mean narrowing the study areas or coming up with zoning proposals that try to allow more rural land uses than currently allowed in town. Could also mean finding another way for affected residents to weigh in.
I think that next discussion will contain those two items as well as potentially process. We talked a little bit today about what would that process be moving forward, the idea of a vote or an advisory vote, and I think we can bring forward some more information from the Local Boundary Commission about what those options are.
Some on the council made clear they're not interested in corralling much residential property when people don't want that. They also want any annexation to make the city money, not cost it, in terms of providing extra services. Those considerations could change things, but we'll have to wait a couple months to see what options will be on the table. You can check out the full public engagement report at our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.